It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off home run by Jace Bowen. 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park. Here we go. The 3-2 runners go. It is strike three called. It's a no-hitter. The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays. It's the first nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history. Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montute, get the job done.
Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hardman breaks for second. The pitch comes. Battle takes.
Strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby! Let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good evening and welcome inside Lee Cobb Park in Bradenton, Florida, where tonight your Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, take on the Clearwater Threshers, the single-A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith with you on this warm and muggy Thursday night in Bradenton. We're set for a whole evening of fun, so buckle up. Glad you could join us tonight. Both Quinn Priester and Henry Davis, the Pirates' number 6 and number 2 prospects in the organization, respectively, have joined the Marauders on minor league rehab assignment. Henry Davis previously playing up at Double A Altoona, working his way back from a wrist injury, and Quinn Priester working his way back from a strained oblique that he suffered in spring training that caused him to begin the minor league season on the 7-day injured list. Quinn Priester and Henry Davis will form the starting battery in tonight's game, and we're in for a heck of a lot of fun here tonight on this Thursday. As for the bigger picture between these two teams, the Marauders have lost the first two games of the series, both of them coincidentally by scores of 4-2. The Marauders offense has been struggling mightily over the last 2 weeks. Bradenton, over their last 14 games, averaging just 2.6 runs per game. They're going to try and get those bats going, and they'll hope that Henry Davis, who will be batting third and catching tonight, will try and help inspire a little bit of offensive output here in the third game of the series. Marauders have lost 3 of their last 4. They sit a season low, 7 games under .500. The Threshers are 28-24. They have won 5 of their last 6 and are searching for their third consecutive win. So there is our scene setter tonight as we look at mostly cloudy skies, but the sun piercing through the clouds at the moment, and we should be good to go throughout the evening. We'll step aside. When we come back, we'll address the changes to the roster today. There was one additional move to the two rehabbers joining Bradenton today. We will touch on that on the other side of this break. Coming up next, this is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Cobb Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Cobb Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. It's time to fill you in on the most recent additions to the Marauders roster for those who are a little bit less informed of what has been going on lately in the Pirates organization. Henry Davis joining the Marauders on minor league rehab assignment tonight. He was the Pirates' first overall draft pick last year out of the University of Louisville. He played two games in the Florida Complex League last summer after signing, and then on August 12th he headed to High A Greensboro, where he played in six games before suffering an oblique injury and missed the rest of last season. This season, Davis began the year back at Greensboro, where he hit .341 with a .450 on-base percentage in 22 games before earning the relatively quick promotion to AA Altoona on May 10th this year. He played in just two games for the Curve before a wrist fracture landed him on the injured list on May the 18th. Davis figures to rejoin Altoona once his rehab assignment is over. Quinn Priester, the Pirates' number six prospect, as ranked by Baseball America, is the Pirates' number six prospect, as mentioned, and the Pirates took him with the 18th overall draft pick in the 2019 draft out of Cary Grove High School in Cary, Illinois, and he chose to sign with the Buccos over a commitment to Texas Christian. Priester made his professional debut in the Gulf Coast League that summer, 2019, pitching to a 3.03 ERA over eight appearances and earned a bump up to short season West Virginia, where he made one start to finish out that summer. Last season, Priester played at High A Greensboro and put up solid numbers again. 3.04 ERA over 20 starts. He struck out 98 batters over 97 and two-thirds innings. And he looks to continue his excellence here in his rehab start tonight for the Marauders against Clearwater. The other addition to the Marauders roster tonight, right-hander Brennan Malone. He has been activated from the seven-day injured list. He made one rehab start in the FCL on Tuesday and struck out four batters in three innings against the FCL Twins, allowing three runs, only one of which was earned. Malone was part of the Marauders' opening day roster last season and made three appearances, including pitching one inning in Bradenton's combined no-hitter last May 15th against Dunedin. He was drafted 33rd overall by the Diamondbacks in 2019 out of IMG Academy right here in Bradenton, and then was traded to the Pirates in January of 2020 along with shortstop Leover Peguero in exchange for Starling Marte. Malone previously sat within top 30 prospect rankings for the Pirates organization, and although an influx of talent into the system since that trade has contributed to Malone's pushing down in the rankings, he remains an intriguing righty to watch, and we look forward to seeing his 2022 single-A debut very shortly here with Bradenton. That is a look at who's new to the club. We will have starting lineups next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. It's now time to meet tonight's starting lineups. We begin with the visiting Clearwater Threshers, the Phillies single-A affiliate, who enter play with a record of 28-24, second place in the West Division, seven games out. Here's how the Threshers line up. Shortstop Wendell Rijo on minor league rehab assignment for the Phils is leading off. He is playing shortstop. 20 games earlier this season to Double-A Reading. He hit .213 and stole 7 bases. Right fielder Yadiel Sanchez, the Phillies' number 21 prospect, bats second. Center fielder Marcus Lee Sang bats third. The DH is Andrick Nava. He bats cleanup. Left fielder Leandro Pineda bats fifth. Batting sixth will be the Threshers catcher Arturo De Freitas. Batting seventh is the first baseman Micah Yonamine. Third baseman Nicholas Torres hits eighth, and second baseman Jamari Baylor bats ninth for Clearwater, who sent rehabbing Major League left-hander Kent Emmanuel out to the mound. The Threshers have two Major League rehabbers tonight, and Emmanuel is the first of those two that we will see on the bump this evening. Emmanuel claimed off waivers from Houston this past offseason, has yet to appear in the big leagues for the Phillies, turned 30 years old just this past Saturday, and was originally a third-round draft pick in 2013 by the Astros out of North Carolina. For the Marauders this evening, a record of 23-30, the Marauders have lost three of their last four games and trying to right the ship here this week at home. Here's how manager Jonathan Johnston has written out his lineup card. Second baseman Mike Jarvis leads off. First baseman Jace Bowen bats second. Rehabbing catcher Henry Davis bats third. Right fielder Rodolfo Nolasco is in the cleanup spot. Center fielder Sergio Campagna bats fifth. The designated hitter tonight is Wyatt Hendry batting sixth. Third baseman Brendan Dixon bats seventh. Left fielder Luke Brown, Henry Davis' former Louisville teammate, bats eighth. And shortstop Norquis Marcos bats ninth for the Marauders, who send rehabbing right-hander Quinn Priester out to the mound. Priester, the Pirates' first-round draft pick, 18th overall in 2019, out of Cary Grove High School in Illinois. A four-seam fastball, sinker, curveball, slider, and changeup, coming off a magnificent season last year at High A Greensboro. And once he's finished with rehab assignment a little bit later on here this early summer, he looks to continue that success when he looks to rejoin AA Altoona a little bit later on this summer. So there is your starting lineup for both teams tonight. The Marauders and the Threshers playing game three of a six-game series. And the sun shining ever more brightly onto the playing field. A welcome sight after we encountered some brief drizzles earlier in the day here in Bradenton. That should hold off the rest of the way as we, knock on wood, hoping for the best weather-wise through the rest of this Thursday evening as the Marauders have Quinn Priester and Henry Davis in the house looking for a boost to climb their way back up those West Division standings here in the 2022 Florida State League season. So there are your lineups and there is your pregame show. We will step aside when we come back. First pitch coming your way from Leacom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Join us at Leacom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacom Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Leacom Park on Sunday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Leacom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Lumps and lumps, regardless, mouth cancer comes as well. And just because it's smokeless doesn't mean it isn't hell. Smokeless tobacco, still tobacco, you're in for a world of hurt. So stop it now while there's still time, cause it still can bury you in the dirt.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are the one I wish wasn't part of me. You've increased my risk of heart disease. But these are things you do. I'm talking snuff, snus, dip and chew.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
Welcome back inside Lecom Park in Bradenton, Florida, where the Marauders and Clearwater Threshers get ready to play game three of a six-game series. Spencer Smith back with you on this fine, warm Thursday night as right-hander Quinn Priester, 21-year-old from Glendale Heights, Illinois, takes his warm-up tosses. The Pirates' first-round pick, 18th overall selection in 2019, gets ready to face Wendell Rijo, shortstop leading off on minor league rehab assignment from the Phillies. Rijo playing 20 games at AA Reading earlier this season for Clearwater, and we are getting our first look at Wendell Rijo here in this week's series. Quinn Priester, 6'3", 210 pounds on the bump. Gazes into his battery mate, Henry Davis, as we get ready to play. The windup by Priester in the game's first pitch is taken for a ball just low. We're underway at 6:32 p.m. 87 degrees, partly cloudy here in Bradenton. Priester into his motion and the 1-0 pitch. That fastball misses up and away for ball two. Each of those first two fastballs clocked at 95 on the radar gun. Soft breeze pushing out to center here at Lecom Park. Here's Priester with the 2-0. Rijo swings and bounces it up the middle. Off the glove of Priester. Backhanded by Jarvis. Jump throw to first. In time! Oh, baby, what a play by Mike Jarvis. Al recorded it first, one away here in Bradenton. Let's meet the Marauders' defense. In the outfield left to right, it's Luke Brown, Sergio Campagna, and Rodolfo Nolasco. On the infield, Brendan Dixon starts at third base. Narcisse Marcos at shortstop. Mike Jarvis at second baseman. First baseman is Jace Bowen, and the catcher, Henry Davis. Here's Yadiel Sanchez, big lefty hitter. First pitch, a swing and a bouncing ball weakly to the right side. Bowen, the first baseman, grabs it. Underhand flip to Priester in time. Yadiel Sanchez retired on one pitch, and quickly two gone for the Threshers. And Priester making quick work of the first two men to the dish for the visitors. Here comes Marcus Lee Sang, a man who the Marauders have had quite a bit of trouble with in this series. 2-for-3 with a walk last night. 2-for-3 with a walk on Tuesday night. First pitch to the left-handed batter is swung on a miss down in front of the changeup. No score here in Bradenton. Top one, two outs, bases empty. The 0-1 pitch, Lee Sang lays off low. Marcus Lee Sang putting together a productive season. 44 games, hitting .264, a pair of home runs, 17 RBI. The 1-1. Fastball just misses the inside corner, a tad high. Priester wearing the number 49 in black numerals on the back of the white jersey for Bradenton. His windup in the 2-1, Lee Sang takes a look at one just inside for ball three. The Marauders try to avoid a three-game losing streak tonight. And now Marcus, or rather Quinn Priester and Henry Davis are going to challenge that call. Call is upheld, three balls and one strike. Neglected to mention that it will be the challenge system as far as the balls and strikes go for the rest of the way. Tonight all the way on through Sunday afternoon, we'll have the challenge system in place. Priester trailing 3-1 in the count. Here's the pitch to Lee Sang. He swings and hits a crisp liner up the middle off of Priester's leg. He scrambles to pick it up. Throw to first is in time to get Marcus Lee Sang. Oh, baby, what a recovery by Quinn Priester. And the inning is over. The Threshers go in order here in the first. We head to the bottom half. No score with the Marauders coming up here at Lecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network. It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new five-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
Welcome you back to Leacom Park on this Thursday night. The Marauders nothing, the Threshers nothing. Rehabbing right-hander Quinn Priester working through a scoreless first inning, getting three ground outs in the frame. That included a hot shot back to the mound in the third at bat of the inning. Marcus Lee Sang, a hard smash off of Priester's leg. He recovered quickly and made a tough throw and a difficult angle to first base on a bang-bang play. Got the out himself. So here we go to the bottom of the first. Mike Jarvis leads off for the Marauders. He will be followed by Jace Bowen and Henry Davis. Solid Thursday night crowd on hand here at Leacom Park as left-hander Kent Emmanuel, the Major League rehabber for the Phillies, getting the start tonight. Left-hander claimed off waivers by the Phillies this past offseason from Houston. Emmanuel into the big windup and the pitch to Jarvis. That pitch is a fastball a little too high, ball one. Kent Emmanuel, the former third-round pick in 2013 by the Astros out of North Carolina. Faces the San Diego State product Mike Jarvis, the 1-0 toss, misses outside for ball two. Kent Emmanuel, big league rehabber, not subject to the pitch clock rules here in the low A, the Florida State League, I should say. As the 2-0 pitch comes from the long-haired lefty, and it's taken a little too high by Jarvis, who works the count to 3-0. Season batting average down to .238 for Jarvis, although he has made the most of his time on the base paths. 9-12 in the stolen base category. The 3-0 toss from Emmanuel. Fastball down the middle for a called strike. Now, whether it's a hit or a walk or otherwise, Jarvis has found a way to reach base somehow lately. He's reached base safely in 8 of his last 10 games. The Marauders in the home whites, Clearwater in the red tops, gray pants. 3-1 from Emmanuel, and Jarvis takes a pitch under the hands, but it's a called strike in the inside corner. Emmanuel journeying behind the mound briefly, just playing around with his grip on the baseball, taking time between pitches. He rocks and fires the 3-2, and Jarvis swings and misses. Down he goes, strike three. Emmanuel with a strikeout lets meet the Clearwater defense behind him. In the outfield left to right, it's Leandro Pineda, Marcus Lee Sang, and Yadiel Sanchez. Infield includes Nicholas Torres at third base, Wendell Rijo at shortstop, Jamari Baylor, the second baseman, Micah Yonamine, the first baseman, and Arturo De Freitas, the catcher. In steps Jace Bowen, a 6-game hit streak. The pitch, righty batter swings and smokes a line drive into right field. That's in for a base hit. Jace Bowen extends that hit streak to 7 straight games. He's now reached base safely in 12 in a row. Here comes Henry Davis. First overall pick by the Buccos out of Louisville last year. Playing in a Marauders uniform for the first time here tonight. No score, bottom of the first inning. Jace Bowen on first base. As per usual, Henry Davis, no batting gloves in the box. As Emmanuel throws a soft pickoff toss to first, Bowen dives in safely. Black wristbands on both wrists by Davis, wearing the elbow guard on the left elbow. Crouching open stance from the right side. The pitch to Davis is taken a bit too low for ball one. Davis on minor league rehab assignment, sporting the black number 48 on the back of the white jersey. The 1-0 pitch, Davis takes too high. 2 balls, no strikes. Jace Bowen on first base, lined a 1-out single to right field. Emmanuel sets away from his chest. The leg kick and the 2-0 pitch. Davis swings and grounds one to short. This could be two. Riho, the underhand flip to Baylor for one. Baylor on to first in time, a 6-4-3 double play. And the Henry Davis double play ball ends the inning here in the first. Scoreless as we head to the second here at Leacom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leacom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course!
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We welcome you back to Leacom Park, where the game is scoreless after one inning of play beneath cloudy skies here in Bradenton. Right-hander Quinn Priester working through a flawless first inning, getting three ground outs. Here in the second, he'll go up against 4, 5, and 6 in the Clearwater lineup. Andrick Nava, Leandro Pineda, and Arturo De Freitas. Henry Davis taking his first at-bat of the evening in the bottom of the first for Bradenton, grounded into a 6-4-3 inning-ending double play following a Jace Bowen single. Nine pitches, four strikes in the first inning for Priester. He'll face the switch-hitting designated hitter, Andrick Nava, who bats left-handed against the righty. 6'3", right-hander, the windup and the pitch, and Nava lays off upstairs for ball one. Fastball consistently sitting in the mid-90s for Quinn Priester. A lot of 95s, 96s in that first inning. The 1-0, fastball late on the swing, Nava fouls it back. As the Marauders look to avoid a three-game losing streak, Threshers trying to win their third in a row. They have won five of their last six coming in. 1-1 toss. Priester misses low. Five-pitch repertoire for the Illinois native right-hander. Four-seam fastball, sinker, curveball, slider, and changeup. The 2-1. Fastball swung on, driven to left center fairly deep. Center fielder Campagna back toward the warning track, and in left center he makes the catch right on the near edge of the warning track. One away. Sergio Campagna, Mr. Calm, Cool, and Collected. Another day at the office for the 20-year-old from the Dominican. Four up and four down by Quinn Priester here on his first rehab start. That brings up Leandro Pineda. Calls time before getting settled. Left-handed hitter. Two straight two-hit games in this series. Here's the windup and the pitch. Pineda takes in the dirt, and I believe that hit his foot. He gets first base. So that offering gets away from Quinn Priester, who will have to go from the stretch for the first time tonight. That brings up Arturo De Freitas, who had the night off last night. Got the series opener on Tuesday, went 1-for-4 with an RBI single in the eighth inning. Of that 4-2 Clearwater win, pickoff to first in the dirt, knocked down by Bowen. Unable to get a tag onto Pineda. If that pickoff throw had been on target, Priester definitely had a shot at picking off Pineda. He sets, working on the first base side of the rubber. And the pitch, De Freitas takes just off the outside corner away. Marauders nothing, Threshers nothing, visiting half of the second here at Leacom Park. Now the 1-0 pitch, runner not moving. That one off the plate away again, close, ball two. We've not yet seen a fastball below 94 from Quinn Priester. Checks a runner over his shoulder at first base. Comes set. The 2-0. And De Freitas swings and gets a piece of it, fouling it back. Arturo De Freitas spent a good part of last season in a Threshers uniform. Comes from Caracas, Venezuela. Signed with the Phillies organization out of Venezuela in March 2018. Bowen holding Pineda on at first base. The count 2-1. Priester deals. Fastball swung on, weakly chopped, foul. Pirates fans getting a good glimpse at the future here in Bradenton tonight. Quinn Priester on the mound. Baseball America has him tabbed as the Pirates' number 6 prospect. Henry Davis catching. Pirates' number 2 prospect. First overall pick in last year's draft. Spin and a pick off to first again. And Jace Bowen, a backhand pick, and not quite in time with the tag. Pineda just does get in safely. Priester bending in the waist, leaning in for the sign from Davis. Now hands together up against his chest. 2-2 pitch. De Freitas swings and sends it in the air to right field. Rodolfo Nolasco looks up into the sky, camps underneath it, and makes the one-handed catch for the second out. Micah Yonamine will bat next. Honolulu, Hawaii native. Came up with a decisive hit in last night's game with a two-run double to right field. Broke a 2-2 tie and gave the Threshers their 4-2 winning margin. Pitch to Yonamine. Cut on it. Missed for strike one. There's that nasty slider at 87 miles per hour. Yonamine, a 29th round pick of the Phils in 2019. Next pitch, a swing and a miss. Priester going right back to the well with that slider. Let's see if he goes back to it on a third consecutive pitch. Yonamine calling time, stepping out of the box with his front foot. Tapping the outside corner of the plate with that two-tone bat. Black barrel, tan handle. Priester sets, and the 0-2 pitch coming. Yonamine takes low, ball one. Yonamine choosing the Phillies over a commitment to Illinois State. Runner on first, two gone, no score, top of the second inning. And Priester disengages from the rubber. Infield, standard depth. Shading the right-handed batter slightly to the pole side. Outfield straight away. The 1-2 offering. In the dirt with a slider, runner going. Davis notices late. Throw down to second is a strong one, but it's too late and slightly off target. And the tag from second baseman Jarvis not in time. Leandro Pineda takes second on the dirt ball. Henry Davis, some good work keeping that ball in front. Good read by Leandro Pineda, though, and taking advantage of that split-second hesitation by Davis. Priester is ready. A look back at second. The 2-2 pitch. Yonamine takes outside on a fastball for ball three. Heater coming in at 95 on that last pitch. Priester shakes off one signal from Davis. Shakes off another. Now steps off the rubber. Trying to reset things as pitcher and catcher try to come to a consensus. Good speed on second base in Leandro Pineda. Priester looks back that way a couple times. 3-2 pitch is taken. Strike three. The inning is over. Quinn Priester strands a man on second with an inning-ending strikeout. And this game remains scoreless after 1.5. We'll be right back for the bottom of the second. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Leacom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leacon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Exciting Thursday night rolls along to the bottom of the second inning at Lecom Park. Spencer Smith back with you tonight for game three of the six-game series between the Marauders and the Clearwater Threshers. Rodolfo Nolasco steps up, leading off for the Marauders. Cleanup man in the order, out of the lineup last night. Seeing the ball as well as anyone else in the Bradenton order lately. Nolasco hitting 400 in his first six games of the month of June. Left-hander Kent Emmanuel deals and misses outside for ball one. Emmanuel added to the Threshers roster earlier today on Major League Rehab assignment. Slow, deliberate windup in the 1-0 pitch. Nolasco swings big and foul tips it into the mitt of De Freitas. Quinn Priester working through two scoreless innings on minor league rehab for Bradenton tonight. 1-1 offering. Nolasco swings and taps it foul. A lot of power in this big right-handed bat. Any viewers and listeners tonight possibly getting their first taste of Nolasco and a lot of these Marauders players this season. Big, strong right-handed hitter. Plays primarily right field this year. Also brings some speed to the bases and to the outfield. Tied for second on the team with four home runs this season. Second on the club with 24 RBI. The 1-2. Nolasco dodges one inside. Ball two. During that six-game stretch here in the month of June for Nolasco, as mentioned, hitting 400 with two home runs coming during that period and seven RBI. 2-2. Swing and a bouncing ball pulled foul up the third base line. Gustavo Omana back coaching third tonight for the Marauders. He scoops that ball up. Casey Harms handling the first base coaching duties tonight for Bradenton. Rodolfo Nolasco showing the high black socks, digging back into the box with those white cleats. 2-2 pitch from Emmanuel. Nolasco swings and fights one off foul. Almost hit him in the hands on that swing. Marauders got a one-out single in the first from Jace Bowen. Inning-ending double play hit into by Henry Davis ended the frame. 2-2, Nolasco swings and pops it up on the first base side. This gets out of play. Over toward the main gate. Kent Emmanuel, 30-year-old left-hander from Woodstock, Georgia, just north of Atlanta. Originally drafted by the Pirates out of high school in 2010 in the 19th round. Obviously did not sign. Went on to sign with the Astros. 2-2 pitch again. Nolasco takes high and outside for ball three. Nice Thursday night crowd on hand here at Lecom Park. Had some baseball buddies take the field with the Marauders individually right before the national anthem tonight. 3-2 pitch. Nolasco swings, and it's a high fly ball, shallow right center. Center fielder Lee Sang charging in, loses his hat in the wind, and he makes the one-handed catch. Nolasco retired. One out here in the second. Right fielder Yadiel Sanchez sharing a laugh with his outfield teammate out there. Sanchez flipping Lee Sang's hat back to him. As Kent Emmanuel discards the baseball he had in his hand, exchanging it for a fresh one, he'll face Sergio Campagna. Falling into a deep slump lately. Campagna hitless in his last five games, 0-20. Shrinking that season batting average down to 184. Pitch to the righty batter. It is onto the inner half a strike. The Marauders and the Threshers scoreless in this one. No runs, no hits, Clearwater. No runs, one hit, Bradenton. 0-1, Campagna swings and misses at a changeup. Nasty one from the southpaw. Campagna with a red-barreled bat with a black handle. Awaits the 0-2. Here it is from Emmanuel. Swinging a bouncing ball, hits softly up the first baseline. Yonamine grabs it, and a few long steps to the bag. He makes the play himself, two away. That brings up Wyatt Hendry, catcher by trade, the designated hitter tonight for Bradenton. Tuesday night, fresh off the injured list. Came in as a late defensive replacement Tuesday night, was the starting catcher in last night's contest. Base is empty and two away for the Marauders. Here's the pitch from Emmanuel to the right-handed hitter, swinging a drive out of play off on the first base side. Par for the course so far this series. Low-scoring battles each of the last two nights here at Lee Comp Park. The 0-1 pitch, Hendry takes one in the zone for strike two. Threshers winning each of the first two games of this week's series, both by scores of 4-2. Now Emmanuel with the 0-2 to Hendry. He swings and misses strike three. Inning over, that's the second strikeout for Kent Emmanuel. Still no score through two innings at Lee Comp Park in Bradenton. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lee Comp Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Through two innings, neither team has budged yet on the scoreboard here at Lee Comp Park tonight. The Marauders and the Clearwater Threshers playing game three of a six-game set. And for those recently joining us, Spencer Smith with you from Lee Comp Park tonight. Quinn Priester getting the rehab start for the Marauders with Henry Davis as battery mate. A couple of rehabbers on the Threshers side as well. Left-hander Kent Emmanuel getting the starting nod on the mound. We will see left-hander Ryan Sheriff in relief for an inning as well. So here in the third inning, 8-9-1 in the Clearwater lineup against Quinn Priester. Tall right-hander into his motion, and the pitch, a fastball. Clips the inside corner for strike one on Nicholas Torres. Torres, 22 years of age, from Venezuela. 0-1 pitch, breaking ball, swing and a miss for strike two. Fastball, slider, both looking good for Priester. We've also seen a couple of changeups in there. The 0-2 pitch, breaking ball, grounded softly up the middle. Shortstop Marcos ranging to his left. From near the bag, sidearm throw to first is in time for out number one. That's 7 of 8 retired for Quinn Priester tonight. Only base runner allowed was a one-out hit-by-pitch in the second. With nobody on, here's Jamari Baylor for the Threshers. First pitch swinging. He bounces one foul into the camera well. Look out, guys. A few members of the Lee Comp Park grounds crew sitting in there in that camera well, which doubles as the little grounds crew cubbyhole. 0-1 pitch. That's outside for ball one. Working quickly, Priester with a 1-1 offering. Fastball grounded hard up the middle, hops off the mound, backhanded by the second baseman Jarvis in the toss to first in plenty of time. Two away here the third inning, and a solid first trip through the order for Quinn Priester. Now, we didn't get any official confirmation on this, but I'd imagine that Priester would pitch no more than three innings or so. And his first start on rehab assignment. Working back from a strained oblique that he suffered in his final spring training outing this year. Here's Wendell Riho, leadoff man. Takes the first pitch low and inside. Riho, 26-year-old from La Romana in the Dominican Republic, who has spent time in five different organizations. The 1-0 pitch. Riho takes low and outside. Had the pleasure of crossing paths with Riho at AA Trenton in the Yankees system in 2019. One of the nicest human beings you'll ever meet. Has the ability to play all four infield positions. The 2-0, swing and a miss. Took a big cut at the fastball. He's played primarily second base during his minor league career, though. Riho awaits the 2-1. Priester fires, and a fastball is in there for strike two. Two outs, nobody aboard for the Threshers. Top of the third inning, this game's scoreless. And time called right as Priester began his windup. Riho placed on the injured list May 6 for AA Reading, where he had played 20 games to begin the season. Now the 2-2 from Priester in the dirt. Wasted a slider, couldn't get Riho to chase. Three balls, two strikes. Riho became a free agent after last season, which he spent in the Atlanta Braves organization. Signed with the Phillies in December. 3-2 pitch on its way. Priester gets a swing and a line drive into center. Campagna coming on, lays out, and he makes the catch! What a play on a dive by Sergio Campagna, ending the inning on a sinking liner. And Campagna a little bit slow to get up. He is on his knees there. Now he's standing up, thankfully, and walking out the field. Casey Lee, the Marauders trainer, jogging out to meet him. Well, hope that he's okay to continue, but that's the end of the inning. We go to the bottom of the third. Scoreless here in Bradenton. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Heading to the bottom of the third inning, Brendan Dixon will lead off for the Marauders in this scoreless contest. Warm and humid evening here at Leacom Park for the third game of the six-game set. Left-hander Kent Emmanuel, major league rehabber for the Threshers tonight, getting the starting nod. Kicking dirt off the slab as he toes the rubber, goes into his deliberate windup, and the pitch to Brendan Dixon. Right-handed batter lays off high. Quinn Priester, 9 of 10 retired in his rehab start for the Marauders tonight. Only base runner, a one-out hit-by-pitch in the second inning. Here comes the windup and the 1-0 from Emmanuel. Taken a little too high on Dixon. Two balls, no strikes. Argyle, Texas native, 20th round draft pick by the Pirates last year. Out of Weatherford College in his native Texas. The 2-0. Dixon swings in front of a changeup. It's been a good one from Emmanuel tonight. Manuel has the signal from De Freitas. The windup and the 2-1 offering. Dixon looks at a knee-high strike. Looks like the changeup again. Early June of last season, Kent Emanuel underwent season-ending elbow surgery. Brendan Dixon challenging that strike call, by the way. Call is upheld. Remains a 2-2 count on Brendan Dixon. Only one challenge remaining for the Marauders tonight after two unsuccessful ball strike challenges already. 2-2 pitch from the left-hander. Dixon swings, and it's a fly ball to straightaway center field. Lee Sang backing up a couple of steps. Now the breeze taking hold of it. Lee Sang eases in a couple of steps and makes the catch. Brendan Dixon retired, one gone. That brings up Luke Brown. Henry Davis, former collegiate teammate at the University of Louisville. Those two men reunited on the Marauders roster tonight. Brown and Davis, Louisville teammates for two seasons, 2020, 2021. Nobody on base, one away. This game scoreless in the home half of the third inning. Emmanuel deals to Brown, lefty on lefty, and the first pitch is a fastball strike. Brown is hitting .235 this season, but a .393 on base percentage has seen him get on base a fair amount. 0-1 pitch. Brown waves at a slider for strike two. They've actually been a curveball from Emmanuel. Either way, a little tough for a left-handed batter to pick up from a southpaw. Third baseman Torres plays even with the bag. The 0-2. Brown checks his swing and a breaking ball away. He held up. Appeal down the first baseline says no go. Chase Eubanks, the base umpire tonight. Referred earlier to Austin Snow, the plate umpire. The long, dark brown-haired left-hander Emmanuel winds up and tosses the 1-2. Brown swings in, lines one to the right side, pulled to the second baseman Baylor, ranging to his left. He gloves it, throws to first in time to get Brown. Not an easy play there for Jamari Baylor, but he takes care of business. That brings up Norquise Marcos. A regular in the starting lineup early last season for the Marauders when he played 40 games. Saw time at each of the four infield positions. Playing in just his third game of 2022 tonight. He's one for his first seven at the plate. Hit a triple in last night's game. Wind up and the toss to the right-handed hitter. Marcos takes a hair outside. De Freitas turns around, wants to challenge the call. Austin Snow looking back to the booth. And the signal a bit unclear there. That's been upheld. Big thanks to PA announcer Jeff Phillips there. So it remains a 1-0 count on Norquise Marcos. Here's the 1-0 offering from Emmanuel. Marcos looks at strike one on a breaking ball. Marauders nothing, Threshers nothing. Emmanuel kicking his cleats up against the spike strip on the back of the mound. Knocking some caked-on dirt loose. Here's his 1-1 toss. Marcos takes near the outside corner but ruled the ball. Emmanuel taking his time between pitches again. Not subjected to the usage of the pitch clock, as he is a major league rehabber here in the Florida State League. 2-1 pitch on its way. Marco swings and pops it up on the first base side. Yonamine gives it a brief look in foul territory and watches it fall into the metal bleachers. A couple of kids wandering on to the fan plaza out there, trying to locate that ball. Emmanuel ready. Marcos, hands still at the plate. The 2-2 pitch comes, and it's inside corner, strike three. Marcos frozen, and the inning is over. We're through three here in Bradenton, still scoreless at Lee Compark. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network. It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Well, that is all tonight for right-hander Quinn Priester, just his first start on minor league rehab assignment here in Bradenton tonight. And he did an excellent job. 9 of 10 retired. His only base runner allowed was on a one-out hit-by-pitch in the second inning. Struck out one batter, got 5 ground outs. 3 outs in the air, in addition to the 1 strikeout. And so in comes Anthony Solomito onto the bump. Pirates' number 11 prospect, making just his third appearance as a professional. And he will face 2, 3, and 4 in the Clearwater lineup. So the full final line tonight for Quinn Priester, who sat consistently in the mid-90s with his fastball, showed a nasty slider. 3 innings, no hits, no runs, no walks, and 1 strikeout. Anthony Solomito, the funky but smooth left-hander, who sports the black number 32, outlined in gold on the back of the white jersey. Totes in a 1.29 ERA over his first 7 innings in his young career. And Yadiel Sanchez will lead off for Clearwater. Solomito getting a few words of encouragement from his teammate, third baseman Brendan Dixon, who approaches the mound right before the at-bat. Anthony Solomito gets the signal from Henry Davis. The windup and the pitch to Yadiel Sanchez, righty batter, takes a knee-high strike. Fastball coming in at 93 from Solomito. No runs, no hits for Clearwater. No runs, 1 hit for Bradenton tonight. Solomito winds up and deals the 0-1. Swinging a dribbler in front of home plate. Picked up by Davis, and some inadvertent collision there between batter and catcher. And Henry Davis asking for plate umpire Austin Snow to reconsider the dead ball call. Certainly looked to be a ball in play, and to his credit, Davis very quick to pounce on it. Jonathan Johnson a few steps out of the dugout, asking also for the umpires to reassess things. Austin Snow and Chase Eubanks meeting halfway up the first baseline to discuss it. And it's going to stand as called a foul ball. Very surprising. You could even see Yadiel Sanchez quickly exiting the batter's box, making his way to first base, knowing that was a fair ball in front of home plate. Not fully understanding this call here by Austin Snow. Count goes to 0-2, though, on Yadiel Sanchez. Solomito trying to make it a moot point here. His windup and the 0-2 toss. Sanchez takes 4, ball 1, just a bit low. Sanchez grounded out to the first baseman, his first time up tonight. Solomito changing the grip on the baseball inside his glove. The 1-2 coming. Swing and a foul tip into and out of Davis's mitt. The final pitch count, by the way, tonight for Quinn Priester. 37 pitches, 20 of them for strikes. Solomito on as the bulk man here to begin the fourth. Big windup in the 1-2 toss. Swung on and missed for strike three. Blew the fastball by him. And Sanchez with a frustrated slap at the barrel of his bat. Not happy. Solid start for Salamito. He'll face Marcus Lee Sang next. There is some action in the Clearwater bullpen in left field, by the way. Ninth likely finish for Kent Emanuel. Pitch to Lee Sang. Fastball grabs the outside corner for a strike. It was anticipated that Kent Emanuel would pitch just three innings, like his counterpart Quinn Priester for the Marauders. The 0-1 from Salamito. Swing and a dribbler foul. Second place Clearwater in the West Division. Winners of five of their last six. Winners of two straight. Marauders have lost three of their last four. Tied for fourth in the six-team West Division. The 0-2 pitch. Lee Sang swings in. Hits a high liner to left field. Slicing away from Brown. On the hustle, he runs and makes the catch. Moving toward the line. What a play by Luke Brown. He flags down that fly ball. Slicing away from him the opposite way off the bat of Marcus Lee Sang. Nicely done by Luke Brown to get that second out of the inning. That brings up Andrick Nava, who flied to center his first time. Switch hitter bats right-handed against the lefty. Salamito deals and misses outside and high with his fastball. The Marauders and the Threshers are scoreless tonight. Visitors half of the fourth inning. Bases are empty with two outs. The 1-0. Outside. Easy take for Nava. Time called. Henry Davis out for a mound visit. Any Pirates fan tuning into this game, whether you're watching on MILB TV or listening on BradentonMarauders.com, you're getting a real good glimpse of the future tonight. Quinn Priester and Anthony Salamito forming a battery with Henry Davis. Priester and Davis on minor league rehab assignment. Anthony Salamito joining the Marauders as a regularly active player a couple of weeks ago. His second outing tonight in front of the Lecom Park crowd. Here's the windup and the 2-0 offering. Nava swings and misses. Off speed had him out in front. Now to clarify, this is Salamito's third outing altogether. Second time he has pitched at home, though. He's ready. The 2-1 pitch to Nava. Taken low. Still that steady breeze out to center field here in Bradenton. As Salamito delivers a 3-1. That fastball misses just inside, and it's ball four. Just the second base runner allowed by Marauders pitching as we play in the fourth inning. Andrick Nava not really a threat to run on first base. That brings up Leandro Pineda, left-handed hitter, who has seen Marauders pitching very well so far this week. Hit by pitch's first plate appearance in the second inning. Lone man to reach base against Quinn Priester. Salamito delivers, and the pitch is strike one on the outside corner. Promoting the Lucky Duck race for pace tonight here at the ballpark. Quacky the Duck down the right field line. Here's a swing and a bouncing ball to first. That ball fielded foul by Jace Bowen. One of our proud partners here, the Marauders and the Pirates, the Pace Center for Girls. Providing a variety of wonderful resources and help for girls and young women in the community. Lucky Duck Race, by the way, coming up this Saturday. Hope you purchased your duck already. Lefty on lefty, count 0-2. Here's the pitch from Salamito. He misses high. Pineda not offering. Andrick Nava, the runner on first base. Bowen holding him on. Salamito sets and delivers the 1-2. Swinging a bouncing ball to first. Bowen fields this one. Fair territory this time and walks to the base himself. Inning over. A scoreless fourth by Anthony Salamito. We head to the bottom half. Marauders look to get on the board. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bringer well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
I wish wasn't part of me. You've increased my risk of heart disease. But these are the things you do. I'm talking snuff, snus, dip and chew.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
About to see our fifth rehabber of this game. Left-handed pitcher Ryan Sheriff is on the pitch for the Threshers. Side-arming left-hander, who was formerly a member of the Tampa Bay Rays bullpen and rode the AAA to the big leagues shuttle last year for Tampa Bay, is looking to work his way back to full action. Ryan Sheriff coming on in relief of fellow big league southpaw Kent Emanuel. Final in for Emanuel over three innings. No runs, one hit, walked nobody, struck out three. So with the game remaining scoreless as we head to this bottom of the fourth inning, neither team's rehabbing starting pitcher will figure into the final decision tonight. Ryan Sheriff, a 32-year-old from Culver City, California, right in the heart of the Los Angeles metro area. Originally drafted by the Cardinals, 28th-round pick in 2011 out of West Los Angeles College. Top of the order coming up for Bradenton, Mike Jarvis. Make his second at bat after striking out swinging in his first try. So fine showing by Kent Emanuel, newly acquired by the Phillies this past offseason, as was Ryan Sheriff, claimed off waivers from the Rays. This past offseason, left-hander goes from the stretch, hands together the belt, closed off stance on the mound. And the pitch to Jarvis. Sidearm toss, swinging a line drive, shot back up the middle, a base hit into center field. Wide turnaround first base by Jarvis. Marcus Lee Sang returns the ball towards second base. And Mike Jarvis has now reached base safely in 9 of his last 11 games. That brings Jace Bowen up to the plate. Ryan Sheriff. Last name spelled with a double R, a double F. Leans in for the signal and comes set. Jarvis, substantial lead off first. And Sheriff steps off the rubber. No pickoff or step-off limitations for Major League rehabbers. Micah Yonamine holding Jarvis on at first. Sheriff in that closed-off stance in the set position. The pitch coming to Bowen. He swings and clobbers one down the left field line. This ball is deep, but foul. No doubt home run distance on it. Falling onto the boardwalk just past the Lepensi party deck. Bowen just a fraction of a second too early on the swing. I think that ball ricocheted down into the party deck. A couple of kids are trying to get in there. Sheriff with the 0-1 to Bowen. He swings and foul tips it into the mitt. Shade covering the playing field at the moment. Though plenty of daylight remaining this evening. Getting toward those longest days of the year. Here in the second week of June. No score, bottom four. Mike Jarvis on first base with nobody out for the Marauders. The 0-2 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a miss. Got him on a changeup, strike three. So Ryan Sheriff grabs his first out of the evening. Comes via the swinging strikeout. And here comes Henry Davis for his second at bat. He bounced into an inning-ending 6-4-3 double play back in the first. Davis looking to give the Marauders a lead. Long look in by Sheriff, ready. Jarvis a threat to run on first base. Couple looks that way by Sheriff. Pitch coming, runner not going, and the pitch is way inside to Davis, and that narrowly nicks his jersey. And what appears to be a slightly disappointed Henry Davis will remove his protective equipment and head down to first base. Didn't get the opportunity to hit there as that pitch gets away from Sheriff and just grazes the white jersey of Davis. So first and second with one away. The Marauders mounting a threat as Rodolfo Nolasco strides the dish. Big opportunity here for Nolasco and the Marauders. Rodolfo hitting 400 over his last six games. Sheriff ready on the mound. Runners into their leads. Jarvis dancing off second. Pitch to Nolasco. Swung on and missed. Changeup looking good from Ryan Sheriff. As mentioned earlier, pitched in almost a dozen games last season just up the road at Tropicana Field for the Rays. Bounced between the big leagues and Triple-A Durham for the better part of last season. Long look at Jarvis on second base, the lead runner. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss by Nolasco. Another changeup. Sheriff drafted by the Cardinals, 2011. Made his major league debut for the Cards in August of 2017. Released 1 year later. Ended up signing with Tampa Bay that November of 2018. Mike Jarvis on second base. Henry Davis on first. Sheriff comes home, the 0-2. Jarvis breaks for third. The pitch is dropped by the catcher, De Freitas. And Jarvis stops at third base. Into second base goes Henry Davis. The pitch ruled a ball. And we have a challenge coming. And actually, the pitch was ruled a strike. Rodolfo Nolasco was the one who challenged it, and that call stands. He's rung up on strikes. Evidently, Arturo De Freitas a little bit crossed up on that pitch. Second and third now for Bradenton. Sergio Campagna to the plate with two outs. Marauders trying to cash in. Scoreless game. Bradenton threatening against the big league rehabbing left-hander Ryan Sheriff. Campagna circling the bat over his right shoulder, holding it horizontally. The pitch. Campagna swings and bounces it foul. Mike Jarvis on third base, singled to center field. Henry Davis on second, hit by a pitch. Both men advanced to base each on the pass ball moments ago by Arturo De Freitas. Sergio Campagna trying to drive home one, maybe two here, depending on placement of his hit. Sheriff taking his time. Here's the 0-1 pitch. And one is low and inside on Campagna. Batting with runners in scoring position has been a sore spot for Bradenton lately. Sergio Campagna especially struggling in these situations. Just 3-for-44 with men in scoring position this year is Sergio Campagna. Sheriff taking a long look into De Freitas, his battery mate, now steps off the rubber. Quickly wiping the sweat from his face with a sleeve of his jersey. Bending over the waist, getting that sign, how hands together at the belt buckle. The 1-1 pitch. Campagna swings over the top of a changeup, strike two. Those pitches low, especially the off-speed ones, have been a blind spot for Campagna this season. Jarvis Jarvis getting his lead off third base into foul ground. Henry Davis behind him on second base. Big spot offensively for the Marauders, trying to take the lead here in the fourth. The 1-2 pitch, Campagna takes inside. De Freitas looks the ball into his glove and almost had to get away from him. Jarvis with the front of that white uniform, all dirty. Into his walking lead down the third baseline. Itching to score that game's first run. Sergio Campagna with a 2-2 count at the plate. Ryan Sheriff comes set. The sidewinding left-hander ready. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Down goes Campagna. Strike three, and the Marauders strand a pair in scoring position. Still scoreless at Lecom Park. We move to the fifth inning here in Bradenton. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome you back to Lecom Park for the fifth inning between the Marauders and the Clearwater Threshers. Left-hander Anthony Solomito on the mound for the Marauders. Fans enjoying their games out on the boardwalk in left center field, just in front of the video board here at Lecom Park. Fun night for all on this warm Thursday as Anthony Solomito goes to work on Arturo De Freitas. For the Threshers, first pitch, a check swing soft liner foul up the first baseline. Three scoreless innings by rehabbing Quinn Priester tonight for the Marauders. Retired 9 of 10 faced. Hit one batter. That was his only base runner allowed. Solomito with the 0-1. Swing and a miss by De Freitas. Anthony Solomito working through a scoreless fourth inning, allowing only a two-out walk. Tall left-hander into his motion. The 0-2. Swing and a pop foul. This is toward the front gate. Out by the Fan Plaza. Threshers have yet to record a hit tonight. Wind up in the 0-2 again. There's a swing and a pop-up towards second base. Right near the bag, second baseman Jarvis calls off the shortstop Marcos, and Jarvis makes the catch. One gone here in the fifth. Hey, fans, remember this homestand continues tomorrow. Faith and Family Night coming up tomorrow night. We also have Star Wars Night ahead of us on Saturday. Round out the homestand Sunday afternoon with a noon start time. Tickets available for all remaining games on this homestand. All remaining Marauders games this season. Available at BradentonMarauders.com. Micah Yonamine is next up. First pitch swinging. He misses the Solomito fastball. Solomito, born and raised in the state of New Jersey. Into his windup and the 0-1 pitch. That fastball almost paints the black, just misses for ball one. Second round pick by the Pirates last year, 37th overall. Alameda working from the third base end of the rubber. The bases are empty with one away. Wind up and the pitch. Yonamine takes strike two on the fastball. Everson's getting the jitters out in that first inning of his professional debut here at Lee Comm a couple of weeks ago. Salamito's command has been pretty spot on. The 1-2 pitch. Yonamine swings and fouls it back. Staying alive, that ball bouncing right back toward Henry Davis behind home plate. Yonamine went down looking at strike three in his first at-bat tonight. Salamito with the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on the slider for strike three. Second of the night for Anthony Salamito. And there are two away for the Threshers. There's Nicholas Torres. 19-year-old left-hander working with two away here in the fifth inning. Torres, the right-handed batter. Gets pitch number one and takes a strike in the inner half. No runs, no hits, no errors for the Threshers. No runs, two hits, no errors for the Marauders as we play in the visitors' half of the fifth. Sun peeking out from behind the clouds as the 0-1 pitch arrives. Swinging a liner to third. Nabbed by Brendan Dixon on a shoe-top grab. And the inning is over. Three up, three down by Anthony Salamito here in the fifth. We head to the bottom half. No score. Marauders looking to produce. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new five-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Comm Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Comm Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Going to the bottom of the fifth inning at Lee Comm Park in Bradenton, the Marauders trying to get the bats moving. No score between the Marauders and the Threshers, and onto the mound, left-hander Rafael Marcano. As anticipated, he is the bulk man out of the pen tonight for Clearwater. He follows back-to-back Major League rehabbers in Kent Emanuel, who went three scoreless, Ryan Sheriff, who went one scoreless in relief. Rafael Marcano, the southpaw from Punto Fijo in Venezuela, signed with the Phillies in April of 2018. This is only Marcano's fourth appearance of the season, his second out of the bullpen. He faces Wyatt Hendry. Wind up and the pitch. Hendry, the right-handed batter, takes low. Totals on the scoreboard as we're about halfway home. No runs, no hits, no errors for Clearwater. No runs, two hits, no errors for Bradenton. The 1-0 to Hendry. He takes that pitch low. Marcano began his professional career in the Dominican Summer League 2018. Pitched primarily out of the bullpen there. 1.35 ERA that summer. The 2-0 toss. Hendry swings and bounces it weakly toward third. Torres charges it, gloves it. Little double clutch in the glove. Sails the throw to first. And Yonamine can't give the tag on to Hendry. He's safe. Yonamine disagreeing with the call by Chase Eubanks as Wyatt Hendry is aboard safely to open the inning. A Nicholas Torres took a little extra time, and he certainly had some time to work with. Ended up sailing that throw a little bit. Micah Yonamine had to leap up and snag that ball. So Wyatt Hendry safe. That's been ruled a throwing error on Torres, his first at the single-A level this season. Here's Brendan Dixon, leadoff man aboard in front of him. Marcano delivers. Dixon squares to bunt and takes a pitch a little bit low. Marauders left runners stranded on second and third in the fourth inning. Unable to take advantage of a golden opportunity. Here's a pickoff to first. Hendry dives back safely. Hendry does have one stolen base on the year. Generally not a man who runs very frequently. Marcano sets with his hands together at the belt. 1-0 pitch to Dixon. He takes low. Brendan Dixon falling into a slump over his last couple of weeks. Last 11 games hitting just .135. The 2-0 delivery. Dixon swings big and fouls it back. Now that said, the production has been there for Dixon this season. He's tied for second on the team with 4 home runs. Right alongside Rodolfo Nolasco. 18 runs batted in. Ranks third on the club. Hendry with that leadoff first, nobody out. Marcano delivers the 2-1, and Dixon takes inside, lunging out of the way. Very small sample size to pull from in terms of the numbers so far this year for Rafael Marcano. 8 2/3 total innings. Opponents hitting .286 off him. 3 walks, 7 strikeouts. Proven so far to be a big ground ball pitcher. Again, that's a small sample size. 3-1 offering. Dixon takes low, and that's ball four anyway. As Rafael Marcano has been called for a pitch clock violation. So it is ball four either way. As Brendan Dixon trots down to first base. Wyatt Hendry up to second. Well, let's see if Bradenton can take advantage of that error that opened up the inning. This offense has struggled in a big way over the last 2-plus weeks. In their last 14 games, the Marauders are averaging only 2.6 runs scored per game. And this offense, once so potent in the first few weeks of the season, has struggled remarkably over the last month and a half. Pitch to Luke Brown, breaking ball low. Brown grounded out for the second baseman in his first at-bat. Scoreless game, bottom of the fifth inning. The Marauders threatening with two aboard. Marcano looks back at Hendry on second base and comes home with it. The 1-0 pitch way outside. A good job by De Freitas to corral it. Time called, and the backstop for the Threshers will come and have a conversation with his left-handed hurler. Solid and vocal Thursday night crowd here at Leacom Park. You can feel a little bit of momentum starting to swing in the Marauders' favor. Luke Brown needs to deliver here, though. First and second with nobody out. And a hitter's count. 2 balls, no strikes. Runners in scoring position this year. Luke Brown hitting .333. Marcano looks back at second. The 2-0 pitch. Brown stares down a fastball strike. Marcano, a strong year last season. 67 strikeouts over 52 2/3 innings. Faced the Marauders a couple of times last year. He deals the 2-1. Brown takes outside corner for strike two. Here's the set by the southpaw. 2-2 coming. Brown takes low and outside. He works the count full. That sharp eye has seen Luke Brown work so many deep counts this season. We referred to earlier in the broadcast, 393 on base percentage coming into this game. Down to 389 after his ground out first time up. We'll see what he can do here with the count full, two men on. The 3-2 is swung on and missed for strike three. Rafael Marcano picks up a big strikeout. Situations like these are where the Marauders have had the root of their frustrations lately. They have not always struggled so much with getting the runners on base. It has been bringing the runners home. That's been the main issue over these past several weeks. Norquis Marcos with an opportunity now. Henry on second. Dixon on first base. An error and a walk, respectively. Here's the pitch. Marcos takes. Little too high and outside. This game had been moving quickly for the most part. You can feel the tension and suspense rising, though, here at the bottom of the fifth. Feels like seventh inning or later in terms of the gravity here. The 1-0 pitch. Marcos takes low and inside, ball two. Wyatt Hendry, the leading runner on second base. Getting signals from Gustavo Omana, coaching at third base. Marcos, slightly closed off stance from the right side. The 2-0. Taken high and tight. Marcos softly leaning away from it. Working the count to three balls and no strikes. Hendry walking off second base into his lead. Brendan Dixon doing the same off of first. Marcos waits patiently. The 3-0 from Marcano is taken at the knees for strike one. Marcos thinking it was low. Marauders trying to pick their battles, though, in terms of challenging the balls and strikes. They're down to their final challenge tonight. Marty the Marauder in the house. Can entertain some fans during the next inning break. 3-1 the count on Norquis Marcos. Here's the pitch from Marcano. Marcos swings and lines one down the right field line. Fair ball and headed to the corner. Around third coming in to score is Hendry. Right behind him, Dixon. Marcos wants three. Relay throw from right field. Not in time. Two-run triple. Norquis Marcos. And the Marauders take a 2-0 lead. Triples on back-to-back nights for Norquis Marcos, and it couldn't have come in a better spot. Hendry scores from second. Dixon scores all the way from first base on the two-run triple. Timeout called, and here is pitching coach Vic Diaz for a mound visit. Carlos Marcano fired up on the mound. Not happy with the result of that last at-bat. Norquis Marcos, a man who struggled so mightily with the bat in 40 games for the Marauders last season, playing in just his third game with Bradenton this summer, showing some early promise. First two hits of the season here at Single A this year have been triples. He brings in two here in the fifth inning. He himself is on third base with only one away. Mike Jarvis, the batter, he will face a drawn-in Clearwater infield. Runs coming at a premium tonight. Marcano trying to keep this game close for his teammates. Left-hander deals to Jarvis. He swings over the top of a changeup, missing. Strike one. Norquis Marcos runs well. Fly ball to medium deep outfield. Should be enough to get him home. Here's the set. Marcano comes home with it. 0-1. Swung on. Fouled away. Marauders in front. 2-0 here at the bottom of the fifth inning. Two-run triple into the right field corner by Norquis Marcos. He stands on third with Mike Jarvis staring down an 0-2 count. Marcano is ready. Now the 0-2 offering to Jarvis. That pitch in the dirt. Good work by Dave Freitas. He's been impressive behind the plate this week. Blocking pitches in the dirt and also some remarkable throws down to second base on Marauders' steal attempts. Showing a very quick pop time. Probably one of the best in the Florida State League that we've seen so far this season. Infield up, the count 1-2 on Jarvis with Marcos on third. And the 1-2 pitch. Jarvis takes in the dirt. Another great block by De Freitas. Good discipline by Jarvis. Laying off those wasted off-speed pitches in the dirt as Marcano tries to get him to chase. Left-hander has the signal and sets. The 2-2 coming. Jarvis takes, and it's called strike three on a fastball. Fastball right on the inner half. Gets Jarvis looking. And Jace Bowen will be the next man up. The way these Clearwater hitters have swung the bats over the first two games in this series would really behoove the Marauders to extend their lead to that crucial third run here in the fifth. First toss to Bowen from Marcano. That's taken right down Broadway for a strike. Bowen singled his first time up. Line drive into right field. Struck out swinging on three pitches last time. The 0-1. Bowen takes just below the knees for ball one. Challenge called for here by Clearwater. And the call is upheld, it appears. Remains 1-1 on Jace Bowen. Northeast Marcos extending his lead off third, now shuffling around. Marcano unfazed. Stands still on the mound. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Bowen swings and misses. Strike two. Chase that one a bit low. Rookie's Marcos, who runs well, trying to shuffle around and distract Marcano, maybe get him to balk on a sudden twitch movement. Bowen looking to drive something into the outfield and bring home that run from third. Here comes the 1-2 from the left-hander. Bowen swings and misses and actually gets a piece of it, fouling it into the dirt. Just barely getting a piece of that ball. Long stare in by Marcano. Southpaw ready. And the 1-2 pitch. Bowen swings and taps one foul over toward the Threshers dugout. Bounces off the railing. Big run scoring opportunity finally off the Marauders' chest. Northeast Marcos drilling a two-run triple to the right field corner. He's coming home! Marcano throws home! And he has been called for a block! And Northeast Marcos gets home plate anyway! The games have worked! Northeast Marcos able to get a balk from Rafael Marcano. And the Marauders, although in unorthodox fashion, bring home that third run of the inning. It's 3-0. Now, would have looked a lot more fun in the scorebooks had it been a straight steal, but the Marauders will take the run any way they can get it. Run's a run. Jace Bowen, the count still 1-2 in the right-handed batter's box. Marcano lifts his leg and deals the 1-2. Bowen swings and fouls it away to the right side. Heck of a job by Northeast Marcos, staggering off third base and getting Marcano to twitch on the mound. Eliciting the balk call from plate umpire Austin Snow. Here's the set again by the southpaw. 1-2, once more to Bowen. He swings and slaps a line drive foul down the right field line. Marauders 3, Threshers nothing here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Two-run triple by Northeast Marcos. He induces a balk call on the left-hander Rafael Marcano, enabling Marcos to score. Left-hander working at a much slower pace now. Ready. The 1-2 to Bowen. There's a swing and a fly ball to left field. Pineda back a few steps, reaches up and makes the catch just shy of the track. And the inning is over, but the Marauders piece three runs together, and they lead 3-0 after five innings here at Lee Comm Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lee Comm Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Lee Comm Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lee Comm Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Move into the sixth inning at Lee Comm Park. Marauders 3, Threshers nothing. Left-hander Anthony Solomito tosses his first pitch of the frame and misses outside on a fastball to Jamari Baylor. Spencer Smith back with you on this warm Thursday in Bradenton. Two-run triple by Norquise Marcos, then scored on a balk. All that coming in the fifth inning for the Marauders. The 1-0 to Baylor. He swings and misses. Strike one. Threshers have yet to collect a hit through five innings. Quinn Priester on minor league rehab assignment, 3 scoreless. Anthony Solomito, 2 scoreless so far. 1-1 from the lefty. And misses low, ball 2. With his 2 scoreless innings, Solomito shrinking his ERA down to 1. Just his third outing of his young professional career. His second one in front of the Marauders' home crowd. 2-1 to Baylor. There's a swing and a fly ball down the right field line toward foul territory. Over is Nolasco with room to work. He makes the catch, moving back over into fair territory. Well done by Nolasco to record out number one. That will bring up leadoff man Wendell Riho, also on minor league rehab assignment. Undisclosed injury for Riho, the minor league journeyman. Solomito, the big windup and the pitch. Fastball in there for strike one. Actually, may have been the slider. 84 miles per hour on the radar gun there. Riho, 0 for 2, a ground out and a line out to center field. Diving catch by Campagna in center in that third inning. 0-1, Riho takes a look at strike two. Anthony Solomito working remarkably efficiently for his first 2 1/3 innings tonight. Here comes a tall lefty with the 0-2. Riho swings and fouls it away to the right side. Wendell Riho, we mentioned earlier, spending time with 5 different organizations since 2013. Red Sox, Brewers, Yankees, Braves. Now in his first season in the Phillies system. The 0-2 again. Riho takes way inside. Ball one. Marauders lead 3-0 here in the visitors' half of the sixth inning. Threshers have had just 2 base runners. Hit by pitch in the second, a walk in the fourth. Riho asks for time. Circling that bat around over his right shoulder. Slight bend in the knees. Here comes the 1-2 from Solomito. That misses low and outside. 760 career minor league games for the 26-year-old Riho. A Again, playing all four infield positions throughout his career. 2-2, take in just low for ball three. Henry Davis nodding to his battery mate, though, liking the result of that pitch. Liking the location and the movement on it. Ball strike result notwithstanding. Bases are empty with one away. Here's the 3-2 from Salamito. Taken high for ball four. Heck of a battle there by Wendell Rijo. He's aboard for the first time tonight. And the minor league rehabber will remain in the game for now. Typically see with rehabbers getting to the later innings. Maybe replaced by a pinch runner in these situations. He's still in there, though. Here's Yadiel Sanchez. Slight step by Salamito. In the dirt, the pitch gets on by Henry Davis, and up to second base goes Rijo on the wild pitch. Now Davis and Salamito will journey back to the mound together, have a chit-chat. This has to be just such a thrilling viewing and listening experience for Pirates fans, watching these incredibly young, talented prospects make their way up. Henry Davis on minor league rehab. Anthony Salamito, a regular active member of the Marauders roster. Davis showing his leadership skills here and getting Salamito to follow his lead. Quinn Priester throwing the first three innings on the hill for Bradenton tonight. Magnificent job. He'll be back to Double-A Altoona, presumably, after he finishes his rehab assignment down the road. Runner on second, one away. Count 1-0 on Sanchez. Pitch is swung on, line to short, one bounce. Marcos has it. Looks the runner back to second. The throw to first is in time. Two away. Good job by Norquise Marcos. Fielding that hot shot on one bounce. Marcus Lee Sang, left-handed hitter, 0 for 2 tonight. Pretty good wheels on second in Wendell Rijo. Here's the pitch. Lee Sang takes a slider low and outside. Marcus Lee Sang against left-handed pitchers this season, hitting just 212. That's the weaker side of his splits. The 1-0. Taken for strike one. A fastball at 89. Took a little something off at that time. Really nice to see Salamito make improvements to his controlling of the run game. Working from the stretch, we've seen a lot more quick slide step motions to home plate. There's another one. The 1-1 swing and a miss by Lee Sang for strike two. That was a big takeaway for Salamito after his pro debut a couple of weeks ago against Fort Myers, a team that really loved to run. Said that the run game is a lot different here in the professional ranks, and really wanted to improve in that aspect of his game on the mound. Keep runners honest, keep them close. Here's the 1-2. Lee Sang swings and misses. He got him. Strike three. A little strikeout strut off the mound for Salamito here in a scoreless sixth. We move to the bottom half. The Marauders 3, the Threshers nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
We'll be right back.
resurgent Marauders squad here at Lecom Park tonight leads Clearwater 3-0. And after a rocky fifth inning, left-hander Rafael Marcano back to work on the mound for Clearwater here in the sixth. Henry Davis leads off for the Marauders. The windup and the pitch. Davis takes a fastball too high. Third plate appearance tonight for the rehabbing Henry Davis. Open and crouching stance from the right side. The 1-0 pitch, a swing and a pop-up. That's down the first baseline and headed toward the seats. Lands in the middle bleachers, taking a high bounce. Special thanks to the voice of the AA Altoona Curve, John Moses, my buddy, former broadcast partner, providing some notes on Henry Davis, who was previously playing at Altoona when he hit the injured list. 1-1 pitch. Davis takes in the dirt for ball two. Henry Davis, the seventh catcher in history, selected first overall in the draft. Others, Adley Rutschman, Joe Maurer, B.J. Surhoff, Danny Goodwin, Mike Ivey, and Steve Chilcott. 2-1, swing and a miss. Big cut and a miss by Davis, 2-2. Henry Davis awaits the 2-2. Marcano deals, and Davis takes low for ball three. De Freitas smothering it. Marcano nodding to the signal, working at a slightly quicker pace now. 3-2, Davis swings and crushes a ground ball foul, third baseline. 22 games at High A Greensboro to start the year for Davis. Hit .341 with a .450 on-base percentage. 5 home runs, 22 RBI, and really earned that trip to AA Altoona after that. Here's Marcano getting the signal with the 3-2 on its way to Davis. He takes in the dirt, and that's ball four. So aside from his ground into a double play, his first at bat, Henry Davis not getting the opportunity to hit a whole lot tonight. Leadoff man aboard for the Marauders here in the sixth inning. That brings up Rodolfo Nolasco. Pirates number 28 prospect, Nolasco, 4 home runs on the year. Gets the first toss from Marcano. Nolasco swings and fouls it off the catcher's mask. That rolls all the way up the screen up to the press box. That's going to roll back down. Right onto the painted golden B on the grass right behind home plate. Nolasco fly to center in the second. Struck out looking in the fourth. 0-1 pitch. He takes way outside. Henry Davis working his way back from a wrist fracture. He suffered back in May, a few weeks ago, playing at AA Altoona. Now the 1-1 pitch. Nolasco swings and bounces one softly to third. Torres charging. He gloves it on the short hop. Throw to first is in time to get Nolasco on a bang-bang play. Nolasco is stretching his arms out to his sides, crossing bag as if to say, I'm safe, I'm safe. Not quite. It's a good throw on the run from Torres. Gets him. Henry Davis up to second on the play. And a man into scoring position with one gone. For those who may be recently joining us, all three Marauders' runs in this 3-0 lead came in the fifth inning. 2-run triple to right field by Norquis Marcos. He then got Marcano to balk him home. Sergio Campagna at the plate. He's 0-2. The pitch. Campagna takes low, knocked down by De Freitas. Quinn Priester and Anthony Salamito, 3 scoreless and hitless innings on the mound, meanwhile, for the Marauders tonight. Here in the home half of the sixth, Marauders trying to stretch their lead. Davis breaks early for third and a swing and a foul back by Campagna. And Henry Davis had a stolen base in the bag there, but Campagna unable to put the ball in play or let it go. So Davis heads back to second base on the foul ball. Count on Campagna, 1-1. 0 for his last 22 at the plate, trying to break a 5-game hitless streak. Second baseman Baylor creeping close to the bag as Davis leads off. Here's the 1-1 toss. Swinging a ground ball to short. Davis comes into third base. He gets there no problem. Throwing to first is in time to get Campagna by a step. Campagna made it close, as he does on seemingly every ground ball. There are two away with Henry Davis on third base. A good read on that ground ball by Davis. Softly hit to the shortstop. And the third baseman Torres hanging back, not moving quickly toward the bag. Easy advance. Here's Wyatt Hendry, an RBI opportunity. The pitch. Hendry looks at a strike. Hendry went 2-for-4 last night with a run batted in. A game-tying RBI single in the sixth inning in what was eventually a Marauders 4-2 loss. The 0-1. Hendry lays off low. Henry Davis with a high baseball IQ. Good base running instincts. Looking to score that fourth Marauders run of the night. They lead 3-0 here in the sixth inning. 1-1 pitch. Hendry swings and taps it foul. Hendry went down on strikes in the second, reached on an error in the fifth inning. Brendan Dixon followed with a walk, and Norquis Marcos brought them both home on his two-run triple. Marcano, the left-hander, with the 1-2 pitch. Hendry swings and bounces it foul up the third baseline. Gustavo Amaña will jog over and pick the ball up. Other action in the Florida State League tonight. See St. Lucie leading Jupiter 7-1, top six. Dunedin leading Lakeland 7-2, bottom five. Tampa shutting out Palm Beach 3-0, top seven. Here in the sixth for the Marauders, Henry Davis, the runner on third base. With Wyatt Hendry at the dish, trying to bring Davis home and make it a four-run Marauders advantage. Marcano brings his hands together into the set position. The 1-2, Hendry takes high and outside, ball two. Other game in the league tonight, Daytona leading Fort Myers 5-2 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Marauders will travel to Fort Myers next week. Here's the 2-2 from Marcano. Hendry takes just low for ball three. Marcano thought he had him. Just an inch or two, if that, away from an inning-ending strikeout looking. Hendry awaits the payoff pitch from the southpaw. Here it comes from Marcano. Hendry takes low and outside for ball four, and the inning continues. That will bring up Brendan Dixon. Timeout called. Here's manager Marty Malloy out to the mound for Clearwater. He's making a move to the bullpen. That is it for Carlos Marcano. And with the score 3-0 Marauders, man on the corners, two away in the bottom of the sixth, we will step aside. And when we come back, we'll tell you more about the new pitcher for the Threshers. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Back here at Lecom Park, the new pitcher for the Threshers is right-hander Manuel Urias. He inherits men on the corners for the Marauders, and two away. Marauders leading Clearwater 3-0 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Henry Davis, the man on third base, he walked. On first base, Wyatt Hendry, he also earned a free pass. So Manuel Urias, 6 foot 6 inch tall right-hander, 200 pounds, a 21-year-old from Sinaloa, Mexico. From the city of Aome. He's making his third appearance of the season. Righty on righty matchup. Brendan Dixon, the batter for the Marauders. 3 runs, 3 hits for Bradenton. No runs, no hits for Clearwater as we play in the bottom of the sixth. Urias deals, and the first pitch, a slider that misses a little high and inside. Ball one to Dixon. All three Bradenton runs coming in the fifth, trying to pad their lead here in the sixth inning tonight. Urias with a 1-0 and a breaking ball. That time finds the zone, called a low strike on Dixon. He wants to challenge it. A look back to the booth by Austin Snow, and the call is upheld. The Marauders out of challenges for the rest of the night. Not a bad spot for Dixon to try and challenge that call. Crucial run-scoring opportunity for the Marauders, trying to stretch the 3-run lead. Henry Davis on third. Wyatt Hendry on first base. Count 1-1 on Dixon. Right-hander deals, and Dixon swings and fouls it back. Two appearances, a total of 3 1/3 innings this year for Manuel Urias. 2 hits, 1 unearned run allowed. He has walked 1, struck out 4, and allowing only 2 hits, so opponents hitting 167 against him. He has the sign, comes set at the belt. Tall righty deals the 1-2. That's taken for strike 3, and Dixon knew it right away. Runners left on the corners, but the Marauders lead 3-0. Heading to the 7th, Clearwater without a hit. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd, for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic T-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Look at the middle column of that scoreboard, and Clearwater without a hit through their first 6 innings at the plate tonight. Anthony Salamito back to pitch the 7th for Bradenton, and Andrick Nava takes a pitch in the dirt for ball 1. Spencer Smith back with you from Lecom Park in Bradenton. The Marauders 3, the Threshers nothing here in game 3 of the 6-game series. Salamito getting the signal from Henry Davis. Wind up in the 1-0 toss. Nava takes low for ball 2. Anthony Salamito, through his first 3 innings, 45 pitches, 30 for strikes. Wind up and the 2-0 pitch. Nava swings and pops it up. This is towards shallow right field. The second baseman, Jarvis, going out. Right fielder Nolasco in. Jarvis wants it. He makes the one-handed catch and hugs his teammate Nolasco as the two men converge. One gone here in the 7th inning. Salamito and Davis will talk things over on the front of the mound as we await the next at-bat. Leandro Pineda, 0-for-1 with a hit-by-pitch tonight. Just three base runners so far this evening for Clearwater. Pineda hit by a pitch in the second. Andrick Nava a walk in the fourth. Wendell Rijo a walk in the sixth inning. Lefty on lefty. Here is Pineda. Salamito with the windup and the offering. That's taken for strike one on the Salamito fastball. He gets the sign from Davis. The 0-1 to Pineda. That is in the dirt for ball one. Anthony Salamito out of Voorhees, New Jersey. 19-year-old left-hander on the mound tonight for his third outing as a professional. 2 1/3, scoreless and hitless innings out of the bullpen for Salamito. The 1-1 pitch. Slider, rather the fastball. That misses a bit low. Ball two. Joined the Marauders a couple of weeks ago, May the 27th. Made his professional debut that night against Fort Myers. Here comes with a 2-1 pitch to Pineda. Bunt shown. Drops it a good one third base side. This ball rolls foul down the line. Brendan Dixon watches it go foul right near the bag. And manager Marty Malloy scratching his head there. Really thinking that ball was fair. That was awfully, awfully close. Leandro Pineda catching Brendan Dixon playing far off the line. And relatively deep, so decided why not. Two balls, two strikes on Pineda. Dark and cloudy skies here in Bradenton. Here's the 2-2 from Salamito. It is swung on, lifted to right center field. Nolasco makes the call, moving into the gap. He eases underneath it, making the catch for out number two. And here in the top of the seventh inning, again, Clearwater still without a hit. Sure seems like many fans down below in the seating bowl know what's happening. Marauders lead 3-0 tonight as Arturo De Freitas stands in. Salamito with the windup and the toss. De Freitas swings and misses strike one. Tall left-hander rocks and fires the 0-1. De Freitas swings, cracks his bat. Soft flare, left center, shallow. This ball is caught on a dive by Campagna. Oh, baby, what a catch. It takes away a bloop hit. And Clearwater remains hitless through seven innings here in Bradenton. Anthony Salamito fired up as he leaves the field. We head to the bottom of the seventh. The Marauders 3, the Threshers nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Luke Brown leads off the bottom of the seventh for the Marauders here at Lecom. Bradenton 3, Clearwater nothing. Right-hander, Urias deals and gets a swing and a miss by Brown through a changeup. 0-1 the count. Sergio Campagna, a diving catch in center field, finishing off a clean seventh inning for Anthony Solomito. And Marauders pitching staff has combined for 7 hitless innings tonight. Next pitch to Brown, low and outside for ball one. Manuel Urias, 21-year-old from Mexico with a 1-1 swing and missed by Brown, going after the high fastball. 1-2 the count. Left-hander Jake Sweeney starting to throw in the Marauders bullpen. Now the 1-2 pitch, Brown swings and misses. Got him on a changeup, strike three. So one away. And we'll bring up Norquis Marcos. Marcos with the key hit in the game so far for Bradenton. 2-run triple to right field. Back in the fifth inning. Pitch to Marcos. He swings and bounces it foul down the third baseline. After his 2-run triple, Marcos dancing and stomping off third base. Got left-hander Rafael Marcano to balk him home. The 0-1 pitch, breaking ball, in there for strike two. Marcos was even attempting a straight steal of home. It appeared to slide in ahead of the tag, but balk was called, so that negated the steal of home. Here's a look at Jake Sweeney warming up in the Marauders' pen for those watching on MILB TV tonight. Breaking ball here to Marcos, misses wide. Three runs, three hits for Bradenton. No runs, no hits for Clearwater here in the bottom of the seventh. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Blew him away on the fastball. Down goes Marcos. Here's Mike Jarvis. Looking to spark a two-out rally for the Marauders here in the seventh, who attempt to pad their 3-run advantage. Two gone for Bradenton. Jarvis takes a deep breath, shrugging his shoulders as he steps into the right-handed box. Urias, the 6'6" righty, fires. Breaking ball, swung on, popped up. Foul ground, first base side. Yonamine charging toward the Marauders' dugout, and he runs out of room. That ball takes a high bounce off the dugout, and oh my goodness. Simultaneously, a bird just flew into the backstop netting and fell into the third row of seats behind home plate. A lot going on there. A couple of concerned fans looking at that bird who got absolutely stunned, flying into that netting and helplessly falling to the ground. That's a... Yikes. Count 0-1 on Mike Jarvis. Here's Urias with a pitch, swinging a ground ball up the middle, and a dive and a miss by the shortstop, Riho. Came up just short. Two out base knock for Mike Jarvis. He's 2-for-4 tonight. Oh, good news. That bird is free now, flying around. He's trying to find his way out of this park. Oh, boy. Marauders 3, Threshers nothing here in the bottom of the seventh. Chase Bowen, the hitter. Rios deals, pitches, swung on it, fouled off the mask of De Freitas, looking stunned. Went down to one knee initially, now he's walking around. Plate umpire Austin Snow will stall and give him some time to recover. De Freitas wiping his face of sweat with his long black sleeve underneath the red jersey, gives the thumbs up signal to his teammates in the third base dugout. Good wheels on first base in Mike Jarvis. Chase Bowen at the plate. 1-for-3, a single in his first at bat. The 0-1 pitch. Bowen swings and pops it up shallow down the right field line. A long run for Sanchez. Does he have room? He's into foul territory. Makes the catch and the inning is over. Chase Bowen not happy as the Marauders go down scoreless here in the seventh. They lead 3-0. Clearwater still without a hit as we move to the eighth. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Wojcicki. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com. Still a big zero in that middle column on the scoreboard for Clearwater. Threshers without a hit through 7 innings here at Leacom Park tonight. And Marauders pitching dominant this evening. Gives way to left-hander Jake Sweeney to pitch the 8th. Anthony Solomito finished after 4 hitless innings tonight in Bradenton out of the bullpen. Backing up Quinn Priester on minor league rehab assignment, who went 3 hitless innings. Here's Micah Yonamine, right-handed batter, facing the lefty Sweeney. The pitch taken low and inside, ball 1. Many listeners may remember the Marauders' last no-hitter as a team, last May 15th, against Dunedin, played in Clearwater. 4 pitchers combining on the no-no for Bradenton that night. The 1-0 pitch, a swing and a dribbler, back to the mound. Sweeney picks it up, glove side turn. He has time, and he fires to first in plenty of time. One away here in the 8th inning. Nicholas Torres grounded to short in the 3rd inning. Lined out to Brendan Dixon at 3rd in the 5th inning. He is up for his 3rd at bat of the night. Outfield playing the right-handed batter straight away. The windup in the pitch by Sweeney. This pitch taken high, ball 1. The Marauders were nearly no hit on Sunday afternoon in Lakeland. They spoiled it with 2 away in the 8th inning. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Torres lays off high, ball 2. Here are the Marauders carrying a no-hit bid, 1 out deep into the 8th inning to this point. Sweeney winds up and tosses the 2-0. Torres swings and fouls it back this way. All 3 Marauders runs in this game coming in the 5th. Norquise Marcos, a 2-run triple to right field. He scored on a balk. Sweeney comes home with a 2-1. Torres lays off high for ball 3. Jake Sweeney, a guy who really has to work down in the zone to have that two-seam fastball reach its maximum effectiveness. Left-hander with a 3-1 toss. Torres takes high for ball 4. That's only the 4th base runner for the Threshers tonight. Their 3rd walk drawn. Jamari Baylor will bat next. Jake Sweeney sporting the black 3/4 length sleeves underneath the white jersey. A check of first base and the pitch to Baylor is inside, and that hit him. Up to second base goes Nicholas Torres, and Jamari Baylor is staying in the batter's box. I could have sworn I heard that pitch hit Baylor. Evidently I was wrong. Didn't sound like the pitch hitting the dirt. That sounded like the pitch hitting the meaty part of the leg. Anyway, runner on second base, 1 gone. A Look back at second by Sweeney. The 1-0 toss. Baylor takes just outside for ball two. Jamari Baylor, a ground out and a fly out tonight. The 2-0. Swing and a miss. He chased that pitch off the plate. Marauders leading by three here in the visitors' half of the eighth inning. Clearwater searching for its first hit of the ballgame. 2-1 pitch from Sweeney is taken on the inside corner for strike two. A challenge coming. Asked for by Jamari Baylor. Call is upheld. Strike two. On second base, Nicholas Torres walked and took second on the wild pitch. Two balls, two strikes from the left-hander to the right-handed hitter, Jamari Baylor. The pitch from Sweeney is low and inside. That's ball three. Three quality innings by Quinn Priester on minor league rehab tonight. Four hitless innings by Anthony Salamito behind him. One gone here in the eighth inning. Jake Sweeney's first inning of work for Bradenton. A look at the runner on second. And the 3-2 toss. Baylor swings and lifts one high in the air to shallow center. Campagna, the center fielder, coming in. Right fielder Nolasco in as well. Nolasco makes the catch as it looked like Campagna lost sight of it. Some tricky clouds hanging up in the sky here in the evening hours. And right fielder Nolasco coming to Campagna's rescue there. Two away here in the eighth inning. It's back to the top of the order. And we have Eric Brito into the game for Wendell Riho. He actually took over as defensive replacement previously for the rehabbing Wendell Riho. Brito, first plate appearance. Sees a Sweeney high leg kick and a spin towards second. No throw. Torres scampering back. So Riho finishes his night 0 for 2 with a walk. Pitch to Brito. Righty batter swings and misses at a changeup. No runs, no hits for Clearwater. Three runs, four hits for Bradenton. Two outs in the top of the eighth inning. The 0-1 pitch is low and inside. Davis knocks it down. Eric Brito, 20-year-old from Ciudad Guayana in Venezuela, signed with the Phillies in 2018. Pickoff coming to second, and it's too late. Gets by Mike Jarvis, and up to third base goes Torres. A late throw into third base by the shortstop Marcos, and so into third base safely is Nicholas Torres. Mike Jarvis didn't look the ball into his glove. Looks like he was trying to make the tag before he had the ball firmly into his glove, and that hurts him as the runner advances 90 feet. All of a sudden, still without a hit, Clearwater is one well-placed ball away from bringing home their first run of the night. Marauders have a 3-0 lead here in the eighth inning. Sweeney comes set. And the 1-1 pitch to Brito. He takes high and outside. Torres walks into his lead off third base. And the 2-1 toss. Swing and a miss by Brito for strike two. Sweeney has the signal from Henry Davis. The tall left-hander with a 2-2. It is swung on, fouled back, rolling up the extended netting and caroming back down slowly to the field. Sweeney has the signal from Davis again. Ready the belt. 2-2 pitch. Brito swings and misses. Strike three. Jake Sweeney keeps the Threshers off the scoreboard and holds them hitless here in the eighth inning. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Marauders 3, Threshers nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Looking north toward the Manatee River here along downtown Bradenton. Marauders 3, Threshers nothing as Henry Davis leads off the bottom of the eighth for the Marauders. First pitch from new right-hander Alex Garbrick is a slider that misses the target by a wide margin and bounces to the backstop. Henry Davis 0-for-1 with a hit-by-pitch and a walk tonight on minor league rehab. The 1-0, Davis swings big and misses. Strike one. Alex Garbrick, native of Mill Hall, Pennsylvania, Central Pennsylvania, 17th round draft pick by the Phillies last year. 1-1 pitch, a swing and a ball fought off foul. First base side by Davis. One ball, two strikes. Alex Garbrick can bring the heat. That last fastball coming in at 96. Henry Davis doing a brilliant job calling this game for Quinn Priester, Anthony Solomito, and Jake Sweeney, who have combined for 8 hitless innings tonight for Bradenton. Garbrick into his windup and the 1-2. Slider swinging a line drive to left center field that falls in for a base hit. Off to cut it off is center fielder Lee Sang. Davis wants two. He is in standing up at second base with a double. Henry Davis, an extra base hit to lead off the eighth for the Marauders, who look to pad their lead. Davis with a sharp exhale as he hands his protective equipment over to first base coach Casey Harms, meeting him near second base. Rodolfo Nolasco trying to add on to this Marauders 3-run lead. Here's the set by Garbrick. The right-hander tosses, and the fastball is low at 94. The Marauders have a right-hander loosening in the bullpen. Quite get a look at who that is. Garbrick checks second, and the 1-0 toss. Nolasco swings and socks this one in the air to right field. Fairly shallow. Sanchez coming in. He makes the catch. Davis tagging from second. Strong throw goes into third base, and Davis makes a U-turn back into second. Dives in head first. No return throw. And a smart idea there by Davis. An impressive throw from the right fielder Yadiel Sanchez on the fly into third base. Surely Davis thinking worst case, he maybe force an errant throw airmailed over the third baseman. That didn't happen, though. Here's Sergio Campagna. Garbrick looks in, gets the signal from De Freitas. And the pitch to Campagna. Fastball is low. Alex Garbrick, again, Mill Hall, Pennsylvania native, small town of about 1,600. in the central part of Pennsylvania. Check second, now deals the 1-0. Campagna takes a fastball strike. 17th round pick last year by the Phillies out of the University of South Carolina upstate after pitching his previous three collegiate years at Morehead State. Garbrick with a 1-1 pitch. Campagna takes low and inside. Looked like De Freitas was crossed up a little on that offering. Two and one on Campagna, who is looking to break up an 0-for-23 skid at the plate. Hitless in his last five games, hitless in his first three at-bats tonight. Campagna circling the bat gently over his right shoulder, gets the 2-1 and lays off a high fastball at 95. It's now 3-1. Outfielders straight away from left to right for Clearwater. Infielders just a couple of extra steps, perhaps, to the pull side on the right-handed hitter. Here's Garbrick's 3-1 pitch. That misses low to Campagna for ball four. That brings up Wyatt Hendry. Man who's been really good at putting the bat to the ball lately. We mentioned earlier his 2-for-4 night with a run batted in last night. Tonight, 0-for-2. He's reached on an error and also has walked. A long, intent stare into the catcher by Garbrick. First and second, one away. Marauders leading 3-0 here in the eighth inning. The pitch to Hendry. Low and outside. A good backhand snag by De Freitas. Time called and mid at bat here. Pitching coach Vic Diaz hustles out of the third base dugout for a chat with his right-hander. Trying to get eyes on that right-hander throwing in the bullpen for the Marauders. Still can't quite tell. Meanwhile, the meeting on the mound continues. Alex Garbrick, clearly a lot of energy coursing through his veins right now. A lot of movement on the mound as he visits with his pitching coach, who now leaves. I believe that is Junior Thibault throwing for the Marauders. Wyatt Hendry with a 1-0 count. And the pitch by Garbrick. Hendry swings and pops it up. First base side. Infield fly if the ball is fair. And indeed it is. Yona Mina makes the call in the one-handed routine catch. Two gone for the Marauders here in the home half of the eighth inning. Here is Brendan Dixon. Can add on to that Bradenton lead. And that is Junior Thibault indeed, throwing in the Marauders' pen. Righty on righty. Here's Garbrick with the pitch to Dixon. Breaking ball. Nice, nasty bender. Misses low and outside. Doesn't get a swing. So as Thibault continues to throw, looking pretty darn certain that he'll be the one to pitch the ninth for the Marauders. Yet to allow a hit tonight. The 1-0 pitch. This is low to Dixon. Two balls and no strikes. Quinn Priester, three innings on minor league rehab for Bradenton tonight. Anthony Solomito, four innings out of the bullpen. Jake Sweeney, one inning in relief. Neither of those three men have allowed a hit. The 2-0 pitch. That misses low. Ball three. What a zip on the fastball from Alex Garbrick. 94, 95, 96. That last one coming in at 96. Not finding the strike zone. Here's the set, and the right-hander deals. That pitch at the knees called a strike. 3-1 on Dixon. The set. 3-1 3-1 pitch coming to Brendan Dixon. He swings and pops it up. Shallow left field. Third baseman Torres back. Shortstop Brito also back. And Brito makes the call on the catch. Inning is over, but the Marauders looking to put the cherry on top of the proverbial sundae. Three outs to go, not only for the win, but also the Marauders holding Clearwater hitless through three innings. Don't go away. We'll be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd, for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome me back to Lecom Park. The Marauders 3, the Threshers nothing here on this Thursday evening. And right-hander Junior Tebow is on the pitch for the Marauders, who are three outs away from a combined no-hitter tonight in Bradenton. Tebow brings good stuff, fastball, slider, powerful characteristics on his pitches. The question is the command. He has struck out 22 batters over 19 innings. He has also walked 14. Opponents, however, hitting 206 against the 23-year-old right-hander from the Dominican Republic. And here in the ninth, he will face Yadiel Sanchez, Marcus Lee Singh, and Andrick Nava. Before we get going, rehabbing catcher Henry Davis out for a visit with Junior Tebow before he gets going. Davis giving a pep talk. Very stern nod of the head. Word of encouragement for his battery mate. Quinn Priester, three hitless. Anthony Salamito, four hitless. Jake Sweeney, one hitless inning. Now Junior Tebow on for the ninth inning and perhaps the biggest spot so far of his professional career. Yadiel Sanchez, the batter for Clearwater. The pitch. He takes a fastball for strike one at 97 miles per hour. Marauders three outs away from their second no-hitter in as many seasons. Tebow comes set. Right-hander kicks and tosses. 1-0. Sanchez swings big and fouls it off. Henry Davis kindly checking on plate umpire Austin Snow, who is very thankful for the concern there. Davis will journey out to Tebow and help stall for Snow as he appeared to take a little blow to the face mask on that foul ball by Sanchez. Count no balls and two strikes. Junior Tebow, 3.79 ERA, over 14 appearances for the Marauders this year. One save to his credit. That came way back on April the 15th against Lakeland, the first Marauders home series of the year. Ahead 0-2 on Yadiel Sanchez. The right-hander with the 0-2 pitch. Sanchez swings and lifts it to center field. Campagna racing in. The shortstop Marco's out. Campagna underneath it makes the catch. One away here in the ninth inning. Two outs to go. Marcus Lee Sang is 0-3. He bats next. This is the meat of the order for the visiting Threshers. Marauders 3, Threshers nothing. Tebow sets and delivers to the left-handed hitting Lee Sang. He takes the first pitch inside, ball one. Marcus Lee Sang Owings, Maryland native from just outside the Washington, D.C. area. 0-3, a ground out, a fly out, and a strikeout swinging. 1-0 pitch. Lee Sang takes a fastball for strike one at 96 from Tebow. Every fan in the seats knows what's happening here at Leacom Park. One out in the ninth inning. Clearwater still without a hit. The 1-1 pitch. Lee Sang takes a bender just high for ball two. The Marauders are out of challenges. That's no longer an option tonight. Lee Sang circling the bat over his left shoulder as he waits. Here's the 2-1. He swings and misses over the top of a filthy back foot slider. Strike two. Even at 2-2 on the left-handed batter. Tebow is set. His 2-2 pitch. Lee Sang takes in the dirt for ball three. The count is full. Beneath dark skies and the lights here at Leacom Park, Junior Tebow trying to piece this ninth inning together. The 3-2 pitch. Lee Sang swings and bats it foul down the third base side. On deck for the Threshers, Andrick Nava. Infield swung around to the pole side on the left-handed batter for the Marauders infielders. The 3-2 pitch on its way. It is swung on, grounded to third. Dixon has it cleanly. The throw across to first. In time. Two away here in the ninth inning. It's up to Andrick Nava, switch hitter batting left-handed against the right-hander Tebow, who is also very well aware of what's going on tonight. Marauders 3, the Threshers nothing. Still without a hit, one out to go. Tebow sets. Here's the pitch to Nava. It is taken low and inside, ball one. Base is empty with two away for the Threshers. Tebow has the sign from Henry Davis. Here's his 1-0 pitch. Taken high, ball two. Marauders defenders behind Junior Tebow itching to charge the mound here in a positive way to finish off the night. The 2-0 to Nava. He takes inside by a hair for ball three. And a bewildered Leacom Park crowd cannot believe it. Tebow will try and battle back from this 3-0 count. Leandro Pineda waits on deck. Should we get to him? 3-0 pitch. Taking all the way. Nava watches a fastball go high. Ball four. Just the fifth base runner of the evening for Clearwater. Henry Davis out for another chat with Junior Tebow. Henry Davis has mentioned in the past that he has been working on his Spanish quite a bit. Junior Tebow, the native of the Dominican Republic, speaking primarily Spanish. And second baseman Mike Jarvis will come to the back of the mound as well. Henry Davis no doubt putting those Spanish skills to work. You have to admire Henry Davis' hard work in every aspect of his game. As he is here in just his first full professional season here in 2022. Runner on first for Clearwater. Hitless through 8 2/3 innings tonight. Leandro Pineda, the hitter. 0-2 with a hit by pitch. The toss by Tebow. The pitch misses low. Ball one. Marauders bullpen silent in right field. Same is the case with Clearwater's bullpen in left field. Runner on first, two gone. Here is the 1-0 pitch from Tebow. It is taken for strike one. Andrick Nava on first base. He earned a four-pitch walk. Bowen playing behind him. Now Tebow with a 1-1. Inside, almost hit him on the slider that wrapped itself around his legs. Leandro Pineda has those feet spread wide apart in the left-handed batter's box, gently tapping the bat against his shoulder. Now the 2-1. Swinging a ground ball down the first baseline. A foul ball. Oh, my word. Leandro Pineda almost had extra bases. Instead, the Threshers down to their final strike. Pineda slowly and deliberately walks back to pick up the bat off the ground. Gently getting settled back into the left-handed box. Junior Tebow and the Marauders one strike away from a no-no. Tebow sets. Here's the 2-2 pitch. It is swung on, a soft blooper behind the mound, and Mike Jarvis slides and makes the catch! Oh, baby, what a play! It's a no-hitter! Four Marauders pitchers, Quinn Priester, Anthony Salamino, Jake Sweeney, Junior Tebow, a no-hitter for the Marauders here in Bradenton tonight! The Marauders no-hit the Clearwater Threshers here on this Thursday night at Lee Cobb Park in Bradenton. Mike Jarvis is mobbed halfway between first and second base after his game-ending sliding catch on the soft flare toward the shallow second base position. Oh, what a game! What a performance! Priester, Salamito, Sweeney, Tebow, none of them allowing a hit tonight. Second no-hitter in as many seasons for the Marauders, who send this Lee Cobb Park crowd home very happy on this Thursday night. What a game. We'll step aside when we come back. The Marauders post-game show is coming your way. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Leecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd, for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Leecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Lumps and lumps, regardless, mouth cancer comes as well. And just because it's smokeless doesn't mean it isn't hell. Smokeless tobacco, still tobacco, you're in for a world of hurt.
So stop it now while there's still time, cause it still can bury you in the dirt.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at TobaccoFreeFlorida.com.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome to the Marauders post-game show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next.
Welcome back to Lecom Park for the Marauders post-game show. Spencer Smith rejoining you tonight as the Marauders have just no-hit the Clearwater Threshers, a final score in this game of 3-0. Quinn Priester, Anthony Solomito, Jake Sweeney, and Junior Tebow combining on the four-man no-no, the second in as many seasons for the Marauders. Here's how tonight's game went. Neither team scored in the first four innings tonight, and the Marauders ended up coming away with the only three runs they would need in the bottom of the fifth inning. That fifth inning saw Wyatt Hendry reach on a throwing error by third baseman Nicholas Torres to open up the frame. Brendan Dixon followed with a walk, and after Luke Brown struck out, Norquis Marcos buried a two-run triple into the right field corner, allowing for Hendry and Dixon plenty of time to score on that two-run triple. Marauders would add one more run when Norquis Marcos broke toward home on an attempted steal of home. However, a balk was called on left-hander Rafael Marcano, and the run scored anyway. 3-0 Marauders, they would not score again, and they would not need to do so. Quinn Priester, three hitless innings, retiring 9 out of 10 batters faced on rehab tonight for Bradenton. Anthony Solomito, brilliant over four innings. He struck out three and worked around a pair of walks. Jake Sweeney worked around a one-out walk in the eighth inning. Junior Tebow worked around a two-out walk in the ninth inning. And Mike Jarvis with a heck of a sliding catch on a soft flare behind the mound to end the game. A brilliant way to top it off. The happy totals in this game for the Threshers, no runs, no hits, one error. They left five men on base. For the Marauders, three runs, five hits, one error, and seven men left on base. The winning pitcher is Anthony Solomito, taking the bulk out of the bullpen, going four innings. The losing pitcher is the aforementioned Rafael Marcano, and the save, second of the season, goes to Junior Tebow tonight. Well, time of game, 2 hours and 29 minutes in front of a crowd of 868 here on Thursday. It was 87 degrees and partly cloudy at the time of first pitch. We'll step aside one more time. When we come back, we'll give you our Marauders player of the game and a look at what's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Marauders postgame show. It's time to name our Marauders player of the game, or in this case, players of the game, plural. It may sound like a cop-out answer, but they deserve it. All four Marauders pitchers are co-players of the game tonight on their combined no-hitter of Clearwater, Quinn Priester, Anthony Solomito, Jake Sweeney, and Junior Tebow combining on the no-hitter of the Clearwater Threshers tonight. What a magnificent performance by the Marauders this evening as they avoid a three-game losing streak and give themselves a fighting chance to salvage a series win still, although they do still trail the series 2-1. They'll look to come back out on top again tomorrow in another 6:30 p.m. battle with their West Division rivals. And we look forward to seeing you, or hearing you, if you will. 6:15 will be on the air for pregame coverage tomorrow as the series rolls on. It will be Faith and Family Night. Tickets are still available online at BradentonMarauders.com. We hope to see you here tomorrow. Gates open at 5:30 for our Friday night game. It's going to be a fun one. That'll about do us for us tonight. It's a 3-0 win for the Marauders and a combined no-hitter, the Marauders' second no-hitter in as many seasons. For everyone here, the Marauders, and everyone who makes this broadcast possible, this is Spencer Smith saying so long and good night from Lecom Park.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.